landed in a corner of a field, released the parachute, wrapped it up and hid it under a bush. And I remember standing there, and the awful lostness felt so abandoned, all alone in Germany, and those were my mates going back. Of a crew of seven, just two of us survived. Often after a raid, when we'd cleared Germany, we're over the Channel, I was thinking, smashing eggs and bacon, because we had a lovely breakfast. We were spoilt, but there were no eggs and bacon for me that night. I was picked up after 3 days, and it was the fourth night. I was taken by train with my guard, a Luftwaffe man. He was at my side, and opposite me were three women dressed in black, obviously in mourning. We went through an area where we had bombed the night before. Obviously, there were ruins everywhere, and the train was moving slowly. And was it a leg or an arm I could see sticking out? I don't know. I felt very embarrassed, very embarrassed. And the guard was silent at my side. My hair was all over the place. I was thirsty. I was hungry. I got a growth of beard. Low morale. I wasn't one of Churchill's heroes. And these women started to look at me again and talk. And suddenly one put a hand in the big black bag and took out a piece of bread and offered me this bread. And the guard said, "Nein, I didn't get my bread." I tried to kill them and their compatriots 4 or 5 nights before, and in return, they'd offered me bread. I was taken to the police station by this policeman, and the rumour must have got around that an English airman was there, because there was an assembly of women already sitting there, and I sat on that chair. And he had a charming daughter, about my age, 19, a blonde, and she translated, she interpreted. And I know I kept saying only rank, name and number. And he was getting annoyed. And in the end, I said what night we'd left England, you know. It was unimportant. The German radar knew when we were coming. I know one of the German women started to cry. Oh, God, it was a pantomime. But he had made the English swine speak, say something he oughtn't. And he put the handcuffs back on me and led me to the prison. But his daughter, so that he couldn't see, sidled up to me, and she got this lovely apple, and she shoved it in my pocket and sort of patted my side. Youth, you see. Youth speaks above these eternal wrangles. We were ruthless. We dropped more bombs in the final 3 months of war than we had during the whole of the war. It was intent. It was an attack on the people. And when I think of the thousands of good chaps who died because of, silly, stupid war, millions destroyed, children sent to hell in flames, and what was it all for?
Seventy years. 70 stories. Beyond the Blitz with BBC Coventry and Warwickshire.